As rival clan militias continue to fight for the control of the southern Somali city of Kismayo, the United Nations expresses concern over the humanitarian situation there. Hundreds of families are reportedly fleeing Kismayo as forces loyal to rival warlords who claim the leadership of a new state called Jubaland clashed in June. The violence left more than 50 people dead and many others seriously injured. Most of the injured were flown to Mogadishu. The country's premier says that dialogue is the only way to end the Kismayo standoff and has called on rival factions to immediately end hostilities and come together to solve the ongoing feud. Currently, there are several self-declared presidents for Jubaland, and the government says it recognizes none of them. It wants the groups to attend a meeting in Mogadishu to resolve the issue.
All we need is a peaceful Kismayo, with clans and warring factions reconciled and under the command of the federal government. The responsibility of the government is to ensure safety and the well-being of its people.
Human Rights Watch, in its recent report, said the militias fighting over Kismayo showed little apparent regard for the safety of the civilians around them.
Today, the Somali people are not ready for fighting. The government is to fulfill its role of ensuring peace and clans living in harmony together in Kismayo. We are very saddened by what happened in Kismayo that led to the losses of many Somali lives, including those of civilians.
The humanitarian crisis in Somalia is among the worst in the world. More than 1.1 million people are internally displaced, and over a million Somalis live outside the country as refugees. In December 2012, the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, launched a three-year humanitarian appeal for Somalia, where it hopes to target 3.8 million Somalis in need. Abdulaziz Bilal, Press TV, Mogadishu.